you know, past that 11:30 mark. So the movie starts, the second movie starts at 9, that, hey, it's over. But that sound, I've taken, and I've even driven on off days just to see what the sound was coming off of the Milky Way. And, you know, when I can go to that back parking lot where that sound monitor is, there's some shells that I can barely hear, okay? And then there's some that you can hear. And that's where, hey, just use your judgment. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to figure out that it gets pretty loud at times.
Yeah, you know, while we're talking, I would just point out, too, keep in mind that what's there now is a temporary screen and sound system. You know, we did that. We filed under the pretense of a temporary permit. This is to make it a permanent use of the PDD. So I think that anything that goes in there next, and just keep in mind, again, it wouldn't be this same system. I think the city would have an excellent platform to weigh in on sound during that process. I do think there's certain things we need. You know, you mentioned the PA system. I think it's necessary for us to be viable. I do think it's necessary to us broadcast some level of sound. But I also, I would also say, sorry, need some oxygen.
Yeah.
But I would say, but I also know that this isn't the permanent system that we plan on using, so it's not just a matter of turning the volume down. I think that, you know, there's another process whereby we have to go and we have to, whatever's the next generation of this drive-in, you know, if we can make a go at it, I would say I think the city has an excellent platform to weigh in on the actual engineering of it. And we're hiring engineers, too. Again, the intention's to be a good neighbor. It's not like we're not dotting the I's and crossing the T's. So so I think maybe just to preface the rest of the questions, you know, I think 2020 is 2020, and everybody agrees that it sucks, but 2021 is a new ballgame.
Well, just so long that I am aware that we are going to get another kick at the can.
Well, okay? I think...
And so, regularly, if they change sound systems,
are we
getting a look at that?
Because the one that we have, Regulo, isn't that... I mean, you have a certain plan right now. Like, I would think we would have to show you what the next thing is, wouldn't we?
A special use, as is recommended by staff, we are recommending that the audio shall be transmitted only by FNA radio.
Okay. So, yes, but I saw that.
Yeah, no, guys, don't do that. Thanks.
But that will be subject to the Plan Commission to decide on that condition.
Okay, I'll leave it to others for questions.
All right. Let's not clap, but let me support you a little bit here. So we tried it one way. I suggest that the Plan Commission goes ahead and tries it the other way. And then if you guys want to do a permanent system, you'll have to come back if you want to go back to the other way, and then we can decide. So we got one way, the other way, and then if... Mr. City Engineer.
I think that was kind of my question. So the write-up talks about pretty much every night except for Saturday. The resolution doesn't reference any nights, but it's at least the write-up indicates that this would go on like pretty much every night of the week.
It's not that it would happen, but it, given all the other programming, I mean, we sort of back into when we can schedule movies. So I think. You know, any night that it's viable and you can actually put a movie out there and have it be successful, I think we would want the ability to do that. But keeping in mind, you know, if there's a baseball game starting at 7 o'clock, it's obviously a lot less likely that we would be having a movie.
I guess if it only happened once in Great Wall or maybe just on weekends, I'm okay with speakers. But As written, as they just referenced, number five, one of the conditions is that shall be transmitted by radio only, and outdoor speakers should not be permitted. So I guess my question is, I kind of imagined a bunch of cars with the cars running all night, or if they don't, their car batteries are dead at the end of 2 hours.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And then is there a concern about a delay? Is the technology there so that you can sync your movie with the AM, FM? Because even AM versus FM, there's different time gaps. If you listen to a baseball game on AM or FM, you hear a time gap. And then even with your digital app, it seemed like there'd just be, I don't know if you could even control that kind of gap. So how do you sync all those together to match what you see on the screen?
You know, I'm not a sound engineer. I don't actually know the answer to that. That it's a good question. I could report back to you if that's all right.
I guess what I'm saying is, since there's an opportunity for every night of the week, especially school nights, mm-hmm. I would like to try the non-speaker systems. But I guess how does that even work? I'm puzzled on that. So
yeah, no.
They matched up by number.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, let me again remind my friends from Hawthorne. Please. I'm being really polite. I think you guys know me well enough that I would really like to tell you something right now, but I'm going to be polite. Because I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you, okay?
Thank you.
Appreciate
you.
So,
Mr. Mayor, I just want to...
Dana, be quiet. Be quiet. Okay, so how does this work? First of all, the car batteries aren't going to run out unless you're riding a 1962 Dart. Okay, the current car radios are very efficient.
Okay,
and the current drive-in technology. So what you're talking about is a delay between the movie,
right,
and when the amount of time it takes for the audio to go through the transmitter into the car radio and then be produced by the car radio.
And that's usually different for AM and FM, no?
Well, you only produce it on an FM radio
band. Okay.
So there's a program delay. They actually advance the radio in time.
So how does that work? So everyone's got a phone. I assume there's a probably FM app on a phone. I've never tried one, but will that have the same sync as it would on my car?
You would listen to it on your car radio, not on...
But when I get up and go to the bathroom or get concessions.
Life's a bitch.
Okay.
But then the reality is you're
speaking
walking past. You're walking past all of these cars,
right,
and they ain't exactly quiet.
Okay.
You know? And I'm certain that we could write it in that BPC could have a small speaker here just doing a little bit of ambient noise. I don't know that I'd object to that.
I guess I support
if it became a problem.
Yeah.
But the reality is you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah, right.
So, and you know you're going to miss some dialogue, you know.
So as written, we have that condition in there. I guess I'd support that unless you can come up with a good reason as to why it can't happen.
I mean, again, I do think there's an expectation that if you're up and moving around, you can still hear the movie.
You're not watching it.
But
you really don't care about the dialogue.
Yeah, I mean, it's, agree to disagree on that, but I understand. I would tell you, too, I'm sorry, the pragmatist in me wants to just make sure everybody knows. There are cars that are actually, you know, like, they do die from it. It has happened. We actually had to buy backup stuff. So just we're trying to be sensitive towards your issue. I think we should be sensitive towards their issue. I mean, otherwise we're hypocrites, right?
So. I'm not trying to hurt your business.
No, I understand that.
But, you know, we got to be practical, too.
Totally, yep. And I'm just saying, like, yep, both ways. So I totally agree.
I've seen kids sit in cars long enough to run batteries down. So.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know how long it was, but I've seen him do it.
Commissioner Burkhardt.
I've got a couple comments, I guess, and a couple questions. The first one has to do not so much with the volume that's hitting your property line, it's the content. I've got to disagree with the assertion that these are movies that have been toned down as far as content goes. The four that are playing this weekend, there's two rated R, one PG-13. The language that's included in those movies, because I looked it up, is pretty abhorrent. I wouldn't want my kids hearing it. I don't think anybody else wants their kids hearing it. I'd hope you wouldn't want your kids hearing it. So I don't see myself being able to support any instance where this isn't done over radio within the vehicle. I don't think you can project this onto properties. It's irresponsible at the very least. And I think it probably gets a little more escalated than that in some cases. Beyond that, I guess the definition of theater audio that we're talking about in our draft resolution here, I'm assuming includes the PA announcements as well as the actual audio. Okay. And then a clarification on the hours that you are looking to operate. I've seen, in depending on where I look, a few different iterations, and I guess that would be a question that would be, I think, good to clarify in the draft resolution what hours are actually able to operate the drive-through here.
So if you look at the data, it does suggest that the later movies are definitely better movies. So I think the reason it's like you say, a couple different iterations is because there's different ways it's defined. Sometimes it's defined as when it ends and when everybody's, you know, actually exiting the building, so to speak. And then there's sometimes where it's like when it actually starts, meaning, so for instance, like HHE, you know, the haunt that we do, that shuts off at a certain time in terms of the box office, and then the event has to sort of filter everybody through. So I think that's the reason. Maybe there's a couple different iterations, but I think that ideally you would be able to show a late movie for the sake of the business, if that's what we're talking about. If you needed data on that, we could provide that for you on just the viability of those shows. But again, I know that's not exactly what you're saying, but nevertheless, I think it's an important consideration.
And I guess, so is there a definition of what the operating hours that currently is being considered by the applicant?
Well, I think we're laying baselines down right now, but I think we could come back to you with something, yeah.
And then, just as an aside, I also saw the mention of the spotlights. What's the purpose of the spotlights, if you could?
So the spotlights were actually only used I think it was the very opening weekend that they were used. And it would just be, it's just that they're okay. I mean, we wouldn't turn them on either unless it was maybe like 4th of July. It has to be something with a lot of, anticipation. Opening night, July 4th, something like that.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
So that's your Hollywood searchlight kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to entertain, right? So.
I always think the FAA might have an issue since you're right on the other end. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Is that like, I don't know that it really matters to the neighbors because it's going up and not sideways, but that might be something I'm going to do first. We'll come back to it later.
Yeah, you got it.
I think in this write-up, Reguel, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I did read it, it said that you're not recommending the spotlight, that they have to apply for that specially.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not approving that, but you have to have a special application for that. That would limit you to six or seven.
5 days in 6 months.
Events. Okay, so.
Meaning it's an annual recurring permit, is that right?
Yes.
Am I understanding that right? Okay.
Yes.
And anybody showing up's got to wear a tux or a dress, is that what the deal is? Yeah, I would say you got to show us an FAA letter of approval.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Southwest 968 coming over might not appreciate it.
Understood.
Can I add something here?
Okay,
and then I'm running out of order, but let me just say something quick here. Back in the day with real outdoor theaters, you didn't have the music, or you couldn't hear the movie outside of your vehicle except in the concession stand. They played it in there. But outside of your vehicle, you couldn't hear it. The agreement was playing over the radios. That's the way it should stay, just over the radios. They went through the inside, fine, but no, nobody should hear it beyond the property. And yes, the vulgarity, that is unacceptable. Thank you.
Commissioner Hogan.
I just, excuse me, I just want to make my statement. All the questions everybody was asking, I have all the same. I do not think that we should vote on this tonight. I would like to have this laid over if we can. I myself do not think that the Milky Way Theater is being a good neighbor. You've come to the city and the Planning Commission over and over again, this whole project that we have at the ballpark. We want it to be a gem. We want it to be good for Franklin. And we've had nothing but complaints. You're not trying to be a good neighbor, I don't think. I really do not think that you guys are trying to be a good neighbor. The 41 Twin Theater was on 27th Street for over 50 years. There was never a complaint about it. I want this to work for the city, and I think that you people have to do a little bit better for me to vote on anything to help this go through. I would like to have it laid over. Thank you.
A few comments, but I'll start off by I concur with Commissioner Hogan. I do intend to propose that this be laid over until another meeting. And one of the reasons for that, I was able to stop by last night during a game. It wasn't very loud, and that was pointed out to me by one of the members of the public here tonight. I would like the opportunity to go by when there are movies playing later to hear it for myself. So I definitely intend to propose that. Question not directly related to sound, but it is, how do you clear out your parking lot at the end of an event? And what I mean by that, I've gone to Brewers games. I've stayed until security came and cleared my group out. One of the gentlemen who spoke earlier this evening mentioned that well past the cutoff time, there were people who were tailgating. Now, I don't know exactly where they were, and I wasn't there, and I'm not looking for that much specificity. What I'm looking for is, as the operator of the venue, what do you do to, one, clear out the parking lot so that doesn't happen, and then work with the police department if necessary, if somebody is clearly, or a group of people are clearly staying later than they should, being loud and impacting neighbors.
Well, I appreciate you not holding me to that incident because I honestly wouldn't be able to speak to it. The way the Milky Way works, there's ingress on the west side. I'm using that new word Regulo taught me. So there's ingress on the west side, and once all the cars are in, that's more or less barricaded off. And then on the east side of the Milky Way, all those cars are then let out immediately after the movie. The way it's always worked, everybody's pretty much cleared out within 30 minutes because we're generally speaking, we're doing a changeover. And the other thing is if it's the last show, parking is there until everyone has exited and then it's barricaded off again. So when I come in the morning, I generally speaking, I have to move the barricade from the east side of the Milky Way just to get into to that side of the, so that's what we're doing. That specific incident, I'm sure it doesn't always work to plan. I mean, operations never really does, right? But I think in the greater amount of circumstances, that's how it works, and I think it works pretty well. And I did want to let you know too, there really is a concerted effort to be a good neighbor. The first weekend that we did it, I worked it personally, and there were people thanking us for doing it. They were literally coming up and saying thank you for doing it. I know no one ever calls the police department and says thanks for letting this happen, but this has been a down year. It's something where the public really needed something, and Franklin actually provided that for people. So for everyone who has an issue with it, and those are real issues. There are people who it really was, it was a blessing to them. So there is an effort to do that, and I don't want to